these homes affected by defective concrete, they're structurally unsafe, a lot of them. And a lot of people, we have to remember now, are seeking temporary accommodation in mobile homes as well. You know, we had a couple of red weather warnings last year issued by Met Éireann. And what I'm asking the council to do is to set up a database that these people can be contacted directly, you know, by phone, text, email, whatever it takes. And they're given practical information on any emergency accommodation and any community centres, you know, to go to for safety. Because as the structures weaken, you know, there is a chance that something's going to happen in one of these houses. And these storms are getting more and more severe year in, year out. And that's been a worry of mine for a long, long time, you know. So I'm just asking the council now. I know we're not thinking of the winter now that we're approaching the summer season, but we have to be proactive and be prepared.
In one of the previous storms, everyone was waiting for a press release to come out, and it wasn't out to 5 o'clock in the evening. It was a bit messy time before, so, you know, progress does need to be made here.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm emphasising. You know, we weren't prepared. The council wasn't prepared when Storm Owen, you know, was about to take place. By that point, you know, many have tried to make last-minute arrangements. You know, I'd people contact me, they travelled to Belfast that evening, Sligo and beyond, because they didn't know what plans were in place, even that there was a plan in place. You know, emergency accommodation is something I've been pushing for a long, long time. But that press release only went out at 5 o'clock, you know, the evening before the storm hit the following morning, to say that anyone could avail of emergency accommodation. And now this just wasn't for DCB families. This was for anyone who felt unsafe in their homes, you know. So this is something I've been pushing for, and I was glad, but I was very disappointed that it did take such a length of time, you know, to get that press release out so people could. Not everyone has that support network, you know, to be able to, you know, relocate to family, you know, close by. And I think the council, that's what I'm trying to tell them. They need to be proactive now and get a plan in place and get a, you know, targeted even communication campaign ready. Inform homeowners of a plan that is in place, but the first thing we need to do is to get that plan in place.
And is there steps being taken now to form that database?
Well, they're going to look into it, you know. They didn't commit fully, but it's something I'll keep pushing for, you know, because it's something that has to happen, to be honest, because, you know, we are facing a winter, you know. The homes are becoming, as I said, more structurally unsafe. There has to be a provision made for people's safety, you know, and this is something I intend to pursue. As you said, I have been pursuing this since I went to the council, since I was elected, and it's something I intend to pursue because it's just too serious not to pursue it.